as supreme god of desolation. Though mankind reviles, yet aches to embrace. Strengthen my purpose to save the world from a second ordeal of Jesus Christ and his grubby, mundane creed.
We'll be right back. Hey guys, horror fan here, and welcome back to my podcast on Anchor. Today I'm gonna do the horror talk of Bathsheba Sherman, if you guys ever heard of that name, from The First Conjuring 2013. I was gonna do a real serial killer, but now I just wanna do a fictional one instead. So then tomorrow will be also a fictional one as well. But yeah, Bathsheba Sherman, here's the first quotes. "She's already gone, and now you're all going to die." That was Bathsheba mocking Roger while possessing his wife, Carolyn. And then Carolyn and Lorraine discussing Bathsheba's satanic sacrifice of her own child. Caroline's quote, "How could a mother kill her own child?" And Lorraine's quote, "It was never a child to her. She just used her God-given gift as the ultimate offense against him." So Bathsheba Sherman is the main antagonist of the 2013 horror film The Conjuring, which is loosely based on the true story of the haunting in Harrisville, Rhode Island. She is the evil specter of an 1800s devil worshipper and witch. Despite the character being a female, she was portrayed by Joseph Bechara, who also played the lipstick-faced demon in Insidious and the demon in the prequel film Annabelle. Yeah, really crazy. So full name is Bathsheba Sherman. Maiden name was Thayer, alias the witch or mistress. First origin, The Conjuring. Occupation, witch and mistress originally. Poltergeist, demon and spirit in hell. Powers and skills, possession, haunting, telekinesis, blockiness, black magic and demonic powers. Hobby, tormenting the people she haunts and the spirits from her former possessions. Practicing witchcraft and worshiping Satan, obviously, which is like not surprising. Goals, kill Carolyn and her family. Failed. Repel undesirables from her estate. Possess women and sacrifice their children for the devil. Crimes. Serial murder, facilitate animal cruelty, torture, and malefic. Type of little satanic serial killer. Before I get on to the horror talk of Bathsheba Sherman, don't forget to follow me on Anchor and Spotify. Let's get on to Bathsheba Sherman. Okay, the background. Bathsheba Sherman was born in 1812, and she was claimed to be related to Mary Town Easty, one of the women that were executed for witchcraft during the Salem witch trials of 1692. 51 years later, in 1863, when Bathsheba married a rich farmer named Judson Sherman, she gave birth to a baby. When her baby was a week old, Judson caught her sacrificing it in front of a fireplace. Exposed, Bathsheba ran out to a tree that nearby a dog climbed up to the top of it, proclaimed her love for Satan, and cursed all those who would take her land. Bathsheba then hung herself, committing suicide. Bathsheba's spirit continued to reside in the land, haunting her former homestead. True to her curse, Bathsheba would haunt the families that would move into their house. Bathsheba would torment the family continually and finally possess the family's mother to kill the children before forcing the mothers to commit suicide. The spirits of Bathsheba's victims continue to reside in the house along with her, living in constant fear of her curse. So basically, she killed all of her victims, made them possess the mothers, and made them kill their own children. So now her victims are trapped in the house, kind of, along with her, but they were scared of her. Got it. Now haunting the parents. 108 years later, in 1971, Roger and Carolyn Perrin move into Bathsheba's house with their five daughters, Andrea, Nancy, Christine, Cindy, and April, resulting in Bathsheba turning their attention to haunting them in retaliation for taking her land. Sadie, the family dog, senses the presence of the spirits in the house and refuses to enter. At night, Sadie saw something moving on the top of the farmhouse, and Bathsheba kills the dog, which the next morning, the event shakes April's heart because she loved Sadie very much. For the next several nights, the parents experienced multiple paranormal events as a result of Bathsheba and the other spirits. Though the other spirits wish no harm towards the family and only unintentionally invoke fear towards them. I think They wanted them to get the hell out before Bathsheba would torment them more, of course. Bathsheba intentionally torments them, removing furniture and causing all the clocks in the house to stop at 3:07 a.m., which is the devil's hour. One night, Bathsheba tugs on Christine's leg and reveals herself to her, prompting Christine to deduce that Bathsheba wants the family dead. At night, Carolyn is distracted by one of the other spirits in the house, to which Bathsheba uses the distraction to attack Andrea and Sydney. However, she vanishes when the parents investigate. Let's see. Wait, opening scene, I guess. Probably opening scene. No, what? That's okay. Don't worry about it. Hide and no, wait. Oh, yeah, hide and clap scene. About that. So then, of course, investigation. The parents contact paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren to investigate the house. Lorraine notices Bathsheba's presence in the house, even seeing an apparition of her hanging corpse on the branch she hung herself on. Oh, wow, that's pretty wowzers. Oh, wait, I saw it. Yeah, there it is.
Hey. What is it?
Shit, deathmatch double. Yeah, that's not good. The Warrens claim that Bathsheba has latched herself onto the family and that the house may require an exorcism, though they need permission from the Catholic Church and further evidence before they proceed with this. As the Warrens continue to investigate the house, they discover Bathsheba's history prior to her suicide. As the Warrens investigate, Bathsheba possesses Carolyn. Shortly afterwards, Lorraine is lured into a secret passage by the other girls, who reveal that Bathsheba had forced them to kill their children. Bathsheba arrives in the passage and attacks Lorraine, who flees the cellar and reveals Bathsheba's purpose of possessing mothers and having them kill their children. Immediately afterwards, Bathsheba flings Nancy around the room by her hair, forcing Lorraine to lacerate it or something like that. Was there like a clip of that before, or I don't know, but it's okay. Anyway, the Perrin family take refuge in a hotel while the Warrens take their evidence to the Catholic Church to authorize an exorcism. Enraged at the Warrens' interference, Bathsheba sneaks to their house and convinces Annabelle, a demonic possessed doll, to join forces. The two attack the Warren's daughter Judy, nearly killing her, but Ed manages to save her. Annabelle is returned to her cell while Bathsheba uses a distraction to regain control of Carolyn and finish what she started. Oh, that's so not good. Like, holy shit. Now, Ed Warren to Bathsheba, defeating her, quote, Bathsheba, by the power of God, I condemn you back to hell. Bathsheba, having repossessed Carolyn, drives both Christine and April back to the house to kill them. April hides under the floorboards while the possessed Carolyn tries to stab Christine with scissors, but is subdued by the Warrens. Roger, their assistants, and the police officer, they try to force the possessed Carolyn out of the house, but Lorraine, realizing that Bathsheba will kill Carolyn if they drag her out of the house, is forced to stop them. Bathsheba then drags Carolyn into the cellar. After subduing the possessed Carolyn, the Warrens tie her to a chair and conduct the exorcism. During the exorcism, Bathsheba finally reveals herself to those present and manages to break free of her binds. Roger becomes enraged and demands that Bathsheba releases his wife. Bathsheba stops laughing and directs her attention directly towards Roger, calmly telling him, quote, she's already gone, and now you're all gonna die, end quote. Immediately after, Bathsheba controls a shotgun left near the wall by the cop helping them and fires at Ed, who's saved by Roger tackling him out of the way. One of the Warren's assistants calls out he found April. Unfortunately, Bathsheba is the first to hear him and immediately advances under the floorboards and captures April. As she attempted to stab her, Ed forced Bathsheba to reveal herself to him, while Lorraine manages to distract Carolyn by reminding her of a memory she shared with her family, allowing Ed to complete the exorcism. As a result, Bathsheba was banished from the family and condemned to hell, and also freeing her victims out of the house. So thank God, literally. Look what she made me do.
Look what she made me do.
Okay, never mind.
Ed?
Dude, you okay?
Okay.
Hold on, Brad. What's going on?
I saw someone. There was a woman dressed as a maid.
Ed? Ed, we're getting something.
Just say No. Wait. We need this.
Why don't we need pictures of Cindy?
She didn't trigger it.
What do you mean she didn't trigger
it? Somebody's with her.
Who?
There's someone else in there with her. I'm hearing another voice. Here, listen. Cindy, where'd she go, Ed?
Windows are locked.
Ed, where'd she go?
Greg, get the UV light.
For what?
Just ask Drew.
Drew, I need a UV light.
Here. That's it. Go.
Turn off the light.
She's feeding off her scene. Okay, that's... I forgot. It was mixed up. She made me do it. That was a good one. Come on, man. Yeah, the movie clips are mixing up. So it's ridiculous. They are, because they're idiots.
Hun, could I have April's music box, please?
How's Cindy?
She don't remember a thing.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She misses Callan every night. That's what the Bruce marks are. She's feeding off of her. Nancy?
You're not a priest.
Well, you got a better idea.
You can do it. You can do it.
You've got to get out of here.
I'm not leaving you.
Damn it, Lorraine. I'm not doing this with you in here.
God brought us together for a reason. This is it.
It's true, yeah. Fighting for her soul.
Come here! Hold the steel! Come here! Hold the steel! Scarlet Seed.
Carolyn, don't give in. Don't let her take it.
Ed, you gotta stop killing. Stop.
No, he can't.
No ser pereste potestate diaboli. Maledictus. Friendships into the corpus. Divinities. God damn it, stop it.
Understand this. We are not fighting for her soul.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the saints and all the angels, I command you to reveal yourself.
I'll do part two, 1 second.
Oh, my Father, Lord of silence, supreme God of desolation, though mankind reviles, yet aches to embrace, strengthen my purpose to save the world from a second ordeal in Jesus Christ.